Turn your Bible once again to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1, continuing our series on the virtues that are found in this passage. Verse 5, now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. So we are almost at the end of this list, and today we turn our attention to what is referred to here as brotherly kindness. Some of the translations say brotherly love or brotherly affection. We'll say more about defining this momentarily. But certainly I think it's very clear that this is a passage that deals with brotherhood. Deals with brotherhood. But now, brotherhood is itself an idea that can mean a lot of things, different contexts in which we might think of brotherhood. Certainly we could think of literal brothers and sisters in a family. I come from a family of three boys, and so we had a brotherhood there. I'm the oldest of the three, and I have a great deal of love and respect for my brothers in the flesh, the Petty clan. So we have a brotherhood there. There's this affection that we have that is unique to that kind of relationship. Sometimes we think more metaphorically when we think of brotherhood. We might think of any number of fraternal relationships in life. We might think of the brotherhood of a community or a nation. There are even civic organizations like the Rotary. I was in Rotary in Kiwanis various times, and sometimes we would think of that as kind of a brotherhood, kind of some camaraderie that we had. One of my favorite books that I've read by Stephen F. Ambrose, the historian that wrote so much about the Second World War, and he wrote a book called Band of Brothers, a very well-known book that was turned into a TV series. And he chose that name. It comes from an expression that Shakespeare used in one of his plays. We be a band of brothers. And it's just a movie story of the 101st Airborne in the war, who were dropped in behind the lines ahead of the invasion of Normandy on D-Day. And Ambrose had the opportunity to interview a lot of these men who were still living in the writing of this book. He called it the Band of Brothers. That really is a brotherhood, isn't it? You can think about what it must have been like to spend all of that time together in a life or death situation, just basically going to hell and back, to use that expression. They did that, and they lived to tell about it, and they lost a lot of comrades in arms. That's a brotherhood. There are a lot of ways we can think of brotherhood in that sense. But of course, the most precious one to us, especially, is the spiritual sense, the brothers and sisters, this brotherhood that we have in the family of God, fellow believers in Jesus Christ. And we hold something in common that in that relationship. So I use all of those things to help us to kind of understand the brotherhood aspect of this, because it very much is dealing it with a word that has to do with brotherhood. It's the word translated brotherly kindness here in the New American Standard, in the English Standard Version, translated brotherly affection. More commonly, it's simply translated brotherly love, or love of the brethren in the Scripture. And a good way to help us define the term is with the word Philadelphia. Philadelphia is actually the word here. We know that there was a Philadelphia in Asia Minor. There was a group of Christians. A church was established in Philadelphia. And we read about the church in Philadelphia in the book of Revelation at the beginning of the book. And of course we have Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city that was founded by William Penn, a Quaker. He called it the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. And like so many, like the Quakers, Penn was a strong advocate of religious freedom and an interest in having good relations with others, including the Native Americans, the Indians. He was known for that. So just a little trivia there. In modern times, so we think about Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, and when we lived in Tampa and Philadelphia Eagles were the arch rivals of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we didn't think about them as too much as a city of brotherly love anymore. But that's just a little, humor. We like to use that little quip about that. But it's the word Philadelphia, it's a compound word. That last part, Delphia, it means brother, brotherly. The first part is one of the Greek words for love. Now, we're familiar with agape love, but another one has more to do with affection, and that's phileo. Phileo is the verb form, or phila. Philadelphia, love of the brethren, brotherly love. It is defined simply as the love which Christians share for each other, or cherish for each other as brethren, especially if used in that sense in the New Testament. Brotherly affection, brotherly love, Philadelphia, and that's a good way to remember that. But now, in this list of virtues here, it seems almost redundant that the last one in the list is love. And this one is brotherly love. So we've got brotherly love and then love. Well, what's going on here? Well, what's happening here is that this love, the last one, sometimes translated charity, is that's agape love. That's agape. That's the goodwill that should be extended to all. And we'll talk about that one next Lord's Day. But this brotherly love that he uses here refers to this affection, this affectionate bond that is expressed especially toward our brethren, those in the family of God. And so that's kind of the emphasis here. And it seems that Peter deliberately makes a distinction between these two, even though those two Greek words are often used interchangeably in Scripture. Clearly, he's making a distinction here. Brotherly kindness, brotherly love. This word occurs in a number of admonitions in the New Testament. Romans 12, verse 10, Paul says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. We understand that. We understand that the relationship that we have here in this group, this brotherly love that we have one toward another, this affection that we have one toward another is unique. In so many ways, it's quite unique from most anything else. Hebrews 13, verse 1, let the love of the brethren continue. And we could just see so many other occurrences, instances of that phrase. So it's an important concept in Scripture. But I want to think about next the question of, and I think of it as the why question. What's the basis for brotherly love? What's the basis of it? And I think the Scriptures teach us that in terms of the brotherhood that we have in Christ, in a relationship with one another, Christians in the family of God, that it's a special relationship that is summed up in the fact that God has shown us His love, His kindness toward us through Christ. It's a relationship with God that means that we therefore have a special relationship with God's children. We couldn't have this relationship with one another as brothers and sisters if we first were not the spiritual children of God. And that's what brings us together. That's the tie that binds us. Blessed be the tie that binds us together. And so the Scriptures talk about that a lot. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 9. Now as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. Love the brethren. 1 Peter 1, verse 22, since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. For you have been born, again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring word of God. So we see that brotherly love that we have one for another in Christ, grows out of our experience of having been born again, of the precious gospel of Jesus Christ. And the practical effect or manifestation of this relationship is that there is this familial bond. It's as if we're part of a, you think about our earthly family, I think about my earthly brothers, we are also, my two brothers and I, we're not only blood brothers in the flesh, we are also blood brothers in that we have been washed in the blood of Jesus. We have a special relationship on many levels, don't we? We all can relate to that because we all have those same kinds of connections. It's the tie that binds our hearts together that causes us to empathize with one another, to feel each other's pain, and to suffer one another. 1 Corinthians 12:26, Paul says, concerning the body of Christ, that if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. That's just a practical explanation of what it means to be brothers and sisters in Christ. We weep with those who weep, and we rejoice with those that rejoice. Peter, 1 Peter 3:8, says, to sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. He says, because of who you are in Christ, because we are all children of God, we ought to demonstrate this love, this brotherly love, this brotherly kindness toward one another. And to help one another in all of these important ways. So how do we demonstrate brotherly love? How do we do that? We do it in heart. We do it by the words that we speak, and we do it by our actions. In heart, in word, and in deed. Paul says in Ephesians 4:32, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. He's talking there about having a kind and patient and forgiving heart toward one another. That's what brethren do for one another. That's what we do as members of the family of God, is we're there to help one another, and sometimes that means we've got to be ready to forgive and be kind and tender-hearted. Because it's part of a disposition. It's part of an attitude that we have. It's a kinship that we have in Christ. And we need to be ready to help our brethren when they're in need. That's what brothers do. To help one another when they're in need. They offer encouragement when there's discouragement. Help in so many ways. Galatians 6:10, Paul says, so then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith. That is, especially toward our spiritual family. We want to be ready to help and to do good. Peter sums it up in 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint. Ready to help when there's need. Ready to rush to one another's aid. And of course, we also have to be ready to provide spiritual help and encouragement to our brethren when they are weak. This is also what brothers and sisters do. That we help one another when it's needed, and that includes restoration. Galatians 6:1, Paul says, brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. I especially like 1 Thessalonians 5:14. We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. So that's brotherly love, isn't it? That's brotherly love. That's true Philadelphia. Brotherly affection toward one another means there are times when we have to admonish, there are times when we have to encourage, to lift up those who are weak. There are times we need to demonstrate patience and long suffering toward one another. What goes around comes around in a family. And sometimes we're on the receiving end of things, and sometimes we're on the giving end of things. But that's what families do. That's what we do as brothers and sisters in the family of God. So, to summarize the lesson today, we take these thoughts with us, is to remember the loving kindness that we've been blessed with by God. Remember that we've been blessed with His love and His mercy and His forgiveness. And we have been blessed by others through our lives. There's not anyone here who cannot think back to people who have been brotherly in remarkable ways to help us along, to pick us up when we're down, to encourage us when we're discouraged, even to correct us when we're wrong. All these things happen to us in our earthly relationships, in our family relationships, and certainly in the family of God. And so we need to be thankful for those things. And we especially remember that we are Christians because God has loved us and He has extended His love toward us. If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't be here. It all starts with the love of God, with His grace and His mercy, that His Son, Jesus Christ, died for you and me. He gave Himself for us so He could save us. That is brotherly love. That's what it's all about. So that's the lesson for today. Thank you for listening. And all the lessons today that we've had together, services that we've participated in, that we're about to stand and sing this song, and if there's anyone here, once again, if there's anyone here that we can help in any way, in a spiritual way, please make these thoughts known to us while we stand and while we sing.